Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. So I'm super impressed and proud of you for putting this on. It is a...
Yes.
A Jess Brass.
Not only that, but it's impressive. I mean, honestly.
It is.
Was that not my role here?
Yes.
Am I not the jester of this court?
I like how your shirt matches it, too.
Kind of, yeah. So that's part of the costume. Okay.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Right now I have to?
I thought that was the whole point.
Yes, you do. Come on, man.
It is Halloween, and Eric has compelled the team to dress up.
And everyone did so. Well, almost everybody.
I'm giving you maximum effort here on this, because I'm not a dress-up for Halloween.
I know you're not. That's why I'm so
proud. So I told Eric I would wear a hat. Cool. So if you're watching along on the YouTube page today, or text WATCH to 855-616-1620, click the Watch Now button on our digital app or WTMJ.com. Fine. I shall don the hat.
Please. So I'm super impressed and proud of you for putting this on. It is a...
Yes.
A Jess
Brass.
Yes.
Not only that, but it's impressive. I mean, honestly.
It is.
Was that
nice.
Not my role here?
Yes.
Am I not the jester of this court?
I like how your shirt matches it, too.
Kind of, yeah. So that's part of the costume. Okay.
Very nice.
What are you supposed to be?
I'm a cowboy.
Okay.
A good-looking cowboy, I might add.
No boots, no big belt buckle?
Well,
no,
I didn't have a belt buckle. I put on my hiking shoes.
Oh, yeah. You should have a mustache, Eric.
I could have given that a shot. What about you, Debbie? What
I
are you?
I forgot. I'm kidding. This is a low-key Debbie. I'm a Mickey Mouse fan.
Okay.
The Mickey Mouse Club on the hat. Mickey Mouse.
That's not a costume. That's Thursday.
That's like I was going to say. I went low-key. So.
That doesn't count.
Exactly. But y'all didn't see my shoes. I'll show you in the next break.
Now, yep. How do we describe what Adam Roberts is wearing? Adam is in our newsroom.
He is, if you can
away.
See over my shoulder, he is...
Jeez, that's creepy.
He is creepy, and he is a... He's a plague doctor.
That is correct.
There you go.
I think he looks like that mousy guy at Mos Eisley in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Talks into the... Rawr, rawr, rawr.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, either one of those will work.
All right,
I
anyway,
like what he does with this. He can't breathe in the thing.
There is some news in this segment. Dozens of communities still... I mean, it feels like Halloween was a million years ago. So yeah. We had trick-or-treat on Sunday where I live. But you got Brookfield, Menominee Falls, Germantown, Burlington, yep. Racine, Kenosha. All have trick-or-treat hours still this evening. Dozens more communities in southeast Wisconsin. So watch for those trick-or-treaters tonight.
And don't forget the Halloween Radio Show. Third annual Wisconsin's Morning News Halloween Radio Show has dropped. We will debut it on Frequency. At 8:40, you'll hear it on the radio show, but it has dropped already in podcast form. Text the word show, S-H-O-W, and not only will you get the new radio show, but you will also get Pancake's playlist, Halloween playlist for today.
Boy, if you just can't wait for the Halloween radio show till 8:40, you can listen to it right now. 6:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
All the pomp and circumstance, all the excitement, all of the talk about this epic World Series, and it's already over.
Here's the 1-2 pitch from Buehler. Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA! They've done it! They finished the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for. Oh,
okay, all right. Dodgers beat the Yankees 7-6 in Game 5. That game in the Bronx.
A swarm of Dodgers on the right side of the infield. Grown men but children again. Living out their dream.
All right, yes, all right. So that's the call from the Dodgers radio network. Dodgers were down 5-0 in this game.
This whole thing started when all of these guys in the Dodger Blues were kids,
okay,
in the backyard, right, and dreaming
still
about
with the kids,
all right,
this moment.
Yeah. Enough. All right, Freddie Freeman is your MVP. 4 home runs, 6 hits, 12 RBI, 5 runs.
And the path is kind of wiggled this way, is wiggled that way.
Okay,
the
thank
Dodgers
you, Rick.
The path has gone this way.
Enough. Yes. My gosh. Yes. So you won the game.
Never forget this moment. where you are, who you're with, and the joy you feel as the Dodgers win their 8th World Championship.
All right. Enough. Enough. Never forget where you... Where were you that day when you actually won a World Series for the 8th time? Second time in 4 years.
Right. The parade we've been waiting for several years. Green Bay Packers, one more game before they hit the bye week, and we need it. Head coach Matt LaFleur's injury update on Wednesday's practice, reading like a MASH unit.
Did not participate were Jair, Josh Jacobs, Elton Jenkins, Jordan Love, Josh Myers, Rasheed Walker, and Evan Williams.
Geez, other guys were limited. As you heard, Jordan Love did not practice as he rehabs that pulled groin.
Forget your scores from a guy like me who knows what it's like to have a groin injury.
Could Love miss an entire week of practice yet still start on Sunday, Coach?
Potentially.
It's about all we're going to get from that. So we're going to dance this dance through Sunday afternoon, I'm guessing. For now, it's Malik Willis running the first team offense. LaFleur says he's in a much better spot than when they were game planning for his first start in week two.
Kind of showed in the game, too. It's not like in the game we weren't going to run anything that was, everything was live that we had installed. So he's done a really nice job.
So it doesn't sound like there's going to be a pulling back on the game plan here for this week. It's going to be, the plan's going to be what the plan's going to be. And maybe it's Willis running it. Maybe it's Jordan Love. Packers and Lions Sunday afternoon at Lambeau. And then a much needed week off for Green Bay with the midseason bye.
Who do we got tonight?
Aaron Rodgers back in primetime tonight with his 2-6 Jets facing the 6-2 Titans in New York. Are they about sick of seeing him in primetime?
This has got to be the
bad
end of that,
team.
Right? Bucks forward Chris Middleton getting close, says Doc Rivers, but the coach tells the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Middleton will not be on the court tonight as the Bucks take on the Grizzlies. No timeline, but he is getting closer, says Doc. Bucks shooter on 6 o'clock, tip off 7 right here on WTMJ.
Grown men but children again, living out their dream.
On this Thursday morning, big stage going up at Veterans Park in Milwaukee. All signs point to that as being the location of Vice President Kamala Harris' planned rally Friday night in Milwaukee. You posed the question yesterday.
Where would it be?
Right. If former President Trump is having a rally at Fiserv Forum, huge venue,
yep,
and he packs that place at 18,000 or whatever, you know, what could she do that would counter that? Looks like that's going to be a large outdoor rally. I drove by there this morning, E. There's a big stage build out on the Veterans Park property. Our Jessica Tai said last night folks were still working on it into the evening hours. You got some rain moving through this morning, so probably a little bit of work will pause there, but then should clear out later today. So they'll continue to build that out. It's all but confirmed from the Harris campaign that's where it is. Musical guests reported to be Flo Milli, Glorilla, and the Isley Brothers.
All right. Okay. That's tomorrow.
And then the former president at Fiserv Forum also tomorrow in Milwaukee.
Right.
At dueling rallies in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Where do you want to start? You want to start Green Bay with Trump?
Sure.
All right. And then we do Harris and Madison?
Yep.
Okay. In Green Bay Wednesday. The Trump visit was all about garbage. Former president capitalizing on this comment earlier in the week from President Biden.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization is seen as unconscionable.
The Biden White House now saying that the president wasn't talking about all of Trump's supporters, just specific people who have spoken at Trump rallies and have said awful things. And that's whom he was referring to. Whether you buy that or not, Trump is using it. Arrived at the airport in Green Bay and hopped in a truck, a garbage truck adorned with Trump regalia.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
At his Resch Center rally in Green Bay, packed, they did the wave. He came out wearing an orange vest, like you would see a sanitation worker wearing. NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre on stage.
I want to address the comment that Joe Biden made yesterday, or last night, that said the supporters of Donald Trump, us, are garbage. Are garbage. I can assure you, we're not garbage.
Now, I don't know about that for a campaign slogan.
We're not
garbage.
Listen,
I can assure you, we're not garbage. Not the only Packer there, either. Yeah. The mayor of Door County, as he's sometimes called, out for the season due to injury.
You may know the name, Quadzilla the quad father, A.J. Dillon. I got to meet him backstage.
Trump very impressed with Dillon.
I met A.J. backstage. I said, this guy is a seriously good-looking athlete. We're going to watch you get better soon. You're going to be in good shape, I think. I hear great.
You're going to be in good shape. So Trump moves to the Southwest today, as does Vice President Harris, both expected to be in Arizona and Nevada.
Kamala Harris campaigning in Madison.
Exhausted and want it to stop, the pointing fingers. It is time that we start locking arms together as a people who rise and fall together.
Governor Evers and others among those on hand as well for that speech. She did address a women's decision about pregnancy.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government shouldn't be telling people what to do. Not the government.
Some more campaigning. Then tomorrow, before Harris returns to Milwaukee, her speech will be after, likely, right? After Trump. Trump is supposed to be at Fiserv at 7 p.m. She's expected in Milwaukee around 9. She's going to start the evening in Appleton. So we don't know if they'll actually both be in Milwaukee proper at the exact same time.
Bump into each other at the airport,
right, or right.
Maybe they're both at Mater's.
You're looking well.
Right. Hello, ma'am. Yes. So that sets up a huge day in downtown Milwaukee and on the lakefront as well. Again, all but confirmed that the Harris event is going to be outdoors at Veterans Park. And as Eric mentioned, former President Trump at Fiserv Forum tomorrow. Jordan Love tells you himself his plans to hopefully return in time for Sunday's game on sports at 6:45.
There is a new path for freedom, potentially, for the Menendez brothers. You know these two, right? Of course, they are convicted years ago of killing their parents. Now there's a possibility that they could get out, thanks to a lot of attention on Netflix documentaries and on social media about these two. Well, apparently, there's a new request out because the DA, George Gascon, may not be around long enough to get them out with a resentencing.
Gascon's recent move to resentence the brothers has hit a snag. The judge not scheduling a hearing until December 11th. Gascon could be out of office by then, and his replacement could withdraw the request. The brothers will have a shot at freedom sooner than that when they appear for a different hearing next month where new evidence in the case could be presented.
Yeah, ABC's Andrew Dimmert there. Whoops, so I may not be in office when this goes all the way through. You got another DA coming in there. They can do whatever they want. They don't have to follow the same path that this Gascon wanted. So what would they do next? Clemency now is going to be the next ask.
When we're talking about an application for clemency, we know that with having the DA support is important, because if the DA actually believes that you should have your sentence commuted, that's going to go strongly with the governor when he considers it.
Yes, that's ABC's Shannon Lloyd there. So the talk is that they would ask potentially a clemency request of the governor of California.
So that's the final step then. So it would reach the governor.
Yes, and you go that route.
Governor Newsom would ultimately have that say.
Put it on his desk, make him make that final decision.
6:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
It's time to honor an everyday hero. An everyday hero is when Wisconsin's Morning News celebrates an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning that they'd be saving a life. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care. This one, serious one, but important. We head to Daytona Beach, Florida, where the Sheriff's Dispatch there received a 911 call. Here's how it started.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
Yeah, I would like to order a pizza off of fucking Heroes.
Okay. Are you aware you're calling 911?
Okay, so a woman calls 911 ordering a pizza.
I know where this is going. Yeah,
anyone who's in dispatch knows what happens here. We've heard these stories before. Victims of abuse or someone in peril, they'll call 911, pretend that they're talking to someone else, maybe ordering a pizza. So the dispatcher asked her, you heard there, you called 911. Did you mean to call us? Her response.
Yes, I'm sure I'm calling to that number. Can I get a pizza?
What address are we going to?
So you got my location, please.
You don't know your location?
No, basically no. I'm stuck in here. Won't take me back home.
She doesn't know where she's at. She's with a guy who won't take her back home, who is getting violent with her. So the sheriff's office says, okay, we're going to start triangulating her phone here. So they're starting to figure out where her location is, because she clearly doesn't know where she's at.
Trying to get pizza. Pepperoni extra cheese.
Okay. How many people are there? Tell me how.
Just me and him.
Do you have any weapons?
No.
He didn't have any weapons, but it turns out she knew this guy, but they had met for some drinks. He started doing lines of cocaine, turned violent, wouldn't let her leave, was going to assault her sexually. When deputies finally found her, they're in a field. There's music blaring. This guy was playing music, had her on the ground. He was on top of her.
Get off her now.
Help me.
Get off her now.
Give us the channel.
These deputies getting there just in the nick of time. Here's the sheriff, Michael Chitwood, on their Facebook page.
I am so proud, number one, of our victim for having the wherewithal and keep her wits as they're able to get that information to our communications folks. Our communications folks for being able to decipher what was going on and use technology to put us, the deputies, in the general area of where she was. And then obviously you can see the deputy's response and taking this scumbag into custody.
The scumbag is right. So thank you to this woman for being strong enough, having the wherewithal.
She was her own hero.
It. Yes. She found the strength. She did it. She saved herself. She is our everyday hero today. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers back to practice once again today. Jordan Love, an update on his groin injury that pulled him from last Sunday's game.
Same thing. I'm going to take it one day at a time. Day by day.
Love, day by day, day to day. Sound familiar, actually. Kind of dance we danced when he suffered that knee injury in week one. Did not practice Wednesday, but Love says he wants to play Sunday against the Lions. If you're waiting for him to kind of throw himself a pity party, since this is the second time we've been playing this song this season.
You know, injuries. So, you hate to see them. It sucks when it happens to you, but, it's part of it. So just trying to control as you control, handle rehab, handle trying to get back, and do everything I can to prevent, injuries in the future.
Study the film, rehab, trainers, day by day, get better. Could be a game time decision Sunday as to whether it's Love or number two QB Malik Willis as the starter against Detroit. Thursday night football, prime time. Got to be getting tired of seeing Aaron Rodgers and his crummy team. Jets are 2-6. They host the 6-2 Texans tonight for a 7:15 kick.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are your World Series champions.
Never forget this moment. Where you are, who you're with, and the joy you feel as the Dodgers win their 8th World Championship.
Ah, yes, those long-suffering Dodgers fans.
Yeah, it's been like several years since they won their last one.
Their last big one was back 36 years ago. But yes, they did win one a few years ago, post-pandemic. But anyway, so Dodgers, when they come back to beat the Yankees, that was the Dodgers Radio Network there. 7-6, the final. Freddie Freeman is your MVP. Bucks forward Chris Middleton getting close, but will not be playing tonight as the Bucks take on the Grizzlies. We need a win. Our guys, Justin Garcia and Brandon Snide, who do the post-game show, they're already bickering, already fighting. This is a little snippet of them after the Boston game, arguing over the refs.
I mean, it seemed like Tony Brothers was ready to get out of there, and very interesting game that was officiated tonight.
Come on.
In Boston.
No, this was not officiating, didn't determine what happened in this game.
I'm not saying it did. I just said it was interesting. I didn't say anything about the officiating.
Why? I mean, it doesn't even warrant a mention. That was the least of what went wrong for the Bucks.
I would
guys are in just a bad mood.
Still going.
I think there
officiating.
Was
officiating.
Yeah. So Bucks shoot around tonight, 6 p.m. Tip off 7 right here on WTMJ.
6:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News. You've mistaken me for, like, really being enthusiastic about Halloween.
Can I tell you something? I am 44. I'm 43. I'll be 44 in a few months. I finally learned the Thriller dance 2 days ago.
Oh, very nice.
My six-year-old wanted to learn it. There's a Sing Halloween special that's on, like, Netflix or something.
Yeah,
Sing.
Yep.
And they do the Thriller dance. And she wanted to learn it. And I was like, you know what? I, too, have always wanted to learn the Thriller dance. So we learned it on Tuesday. I just want to put that out there because they're playing Thriller.
ESPN's Jen Latta joining us in studio. So you like, does it take you through step by step?
Yeah.
Like how to
do it? Of course. YouTube's the best, right? You can learn how to do anything on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I learned the whole thing. The swim move, like.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. We've seen it at weddings before.
Like. All right, sorry. I didn't mean to Mark Chimura the segment.
It doesn't matter because I'm wearing this jester hat because Eric said I had to dress up for Halloween. And once in a while, I do things simply to please Eric.
That's
so
nice of you. What like, a good partnership you guys have.
You can hear the little bells on his little hat.
I never really noticed how much Vince moves his head when he talks either.
Right.
It's very obvious now when you see the hat.
Okay, so you're welcome, E. This is my contribution.
Speaking of costumes, so those two guys that tried to steal the ball from Mookie Betts in the World Series during Game 4, so it turns out they were banned from the game in Game 5. Although I wonder sometimes, would you have been able to sneak in? If you had a ticket, are they really going to spot the guy or guys?
And who's going to spot him? Like just ticket taker person?
Yeah.
So, yes, I think that ordinarily, you could probably sneak back into a game, right? But, like, I think the consequences were pretty steep. They were saying you would go to jail. Like, you would be incarcerated if they caught you coming back in. And I mentioned yesterday on Around the Horn, guys, like, facial recognition technology is very big now. Scanning crowds, right, for, like, people that
that's
you don't
happening?
Want to be there and stuff like that.
I know we've talked about it existing. I know that it was employed, I think, for major events like a Super Bowl or something like that. But okay.
I guess I can't say with certainty whether or not it's happening since I don't have that level of clearance. But like I work on College Game Day, guys, and there are certain, you know, protocols and procedures that we have in place to ensure that the people on that set are safe, that, you know, right. You didn't say something so egregiously bad about a fan base or about a team that somebody goes a little, you know, off the deep end. And then, you know, like so we have very strict security measures in place for those types of games, large crowds and whatnot.
So if you were banned, though, could you just put on like a bushy mustache or a big wig?
Oh, Bobby Valentine.
Yeah, yes, pull a Bobby V. Could you do that? Like, would that work or would that still?
No, not on facial, not on this level of technology, right? They would find, you know, like you can wear sunglasses and your iPhone still picks you up, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, or I wear fake eyelashes, right? I got the big push brooms up here over my eyelashes.
And that, still... your iPhone doesn't read you then?
No, it does. Oh, it's like, does? I know okay. who you are.
Yeah, exactly. You're not fooling anybody. I think what was remarkable about that is you've seen fan interference issues before. It's one thing if a fan in his or her seat or whatever is kind of tangling with a player who's gone over the wall to make a catch.
A la Bartman.
Yeah, right. Or is kind of in the way. Dude caught the ball.
Mookie Betts caught the ball.
And then they took it out of his glove.
They tried to pry it out of his glove. And I thought that Justin Tinsley made a great point yesterday on Around the Horn when he said that's a level of entitlement that like we need to have a conversation about. Just because you buy a ticket does not mean that you can forcibly, which is what it was. Like, he's holding Mookie Betts' glove and the hand that is in it. You can't forcibly touch athletes. I thought that was understood. But apparently not by everybody. That was a crazy scene. And I just really have no tolerance or respect for somebody who thinks that they can insert themselves in a sporting event like that, right? Like these athletes, there's a level of trust, right? It's a mutual exchange of trust where you're not going to come into my space. I'm not going to come into your space, especially after, what was the palace? Malice at the Palace.
Right.
All those years ago. So good that they were punished. I had said on the show yesterday that the baseball gods did not step in that night because if the baseball gods had, then the Yankees would have lost Game 4. But maybe it was worse.
Even better, right.
By the way it went down last night, right. You guys, because they had the lead.
That game was over.
The Dodgers tied it. And then the Dodgers take the lead. And then I think in dramatic fashion, I went to bed, but I saw this morning on social, dramatic fashion victory by the
Dodgers.
Wonder
what that feels like to be up and think you're going to go and play another game.
Oh. Stop it. Stop it.
Thanks, Jen.